Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
various male celebrities have been said to have checked themselves into a clinic for sex addiction. How legitimate is sex addiction?
Many research scientists who study sex struggle with the concept of sex addiction. Although the term sex addiction is often used in the media, it is not used as commonly among scientific circles. That's not to say that sex researchers and therapists don't encounter people with problems related to sex. In fact, it's quite clear that a small proportion of people, more so men than women, experience their sexuality in a way that may feel out of control or addictive to them, even if it is not a true addiction. Some researchers feel that there is a gray line between describing something as an addiction versus a bad habit or a behavior that has gotten out of control in someone's life. For example, some years ago, the media used to talk a lot about shopping addictions. These days, people may describe themselves as having an addiction to their technology, such as to their BlackBerry, iPhone, or Facebook. However, feeling obsessed with or tied to something is not the same as an actual addiction. If someone had to go a few days without shopping or checking their online profile, they may not like it, but they wouldn't exhibit the signs of withdrawal that people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol do. The idea of sex addiction is also challenging because it seems to be influenced by what is acceptable behavior within a person's relationship or social circle. For example, some women say that they feel their husband has a sex addiction because he continued to masturbate even after they got married. Others have expressed concern that their partner has a sex addiction because he or she watches porn regularly even though they're in a relationship. However, just because someone doesn't like or approve of their partner's behavior does not make it an addiction. After all, someone else might accept or even feel turned on by the idea that their partner masturbates on their own or watches porn. People differ. So is the problem the behavior or how a couple negotiates and communicates about the behavior? That said, there are other cases that are more extreme, in which people find it very difficult to stop a sexual behavior that is causing them great distress or problems in their personal or professional life, or even legal problems. Some people develop a strong urge that may even feel uncontrollable to masturbate in public or to masturbate throughout the day, even while at their desk at work. Others may find it difficult to stop having sex with strangers or to stop having affairs, even though they want to stop. If a sexual behavior is causing distress or is problematic in a person's life, a sex therapist can often help. Though some sex therapists use the term sex addiction, others describe it as hypersexuality or as an impulsive-compulsive behavioral issue. The term, however, is less important than seeking quality help from a trained professional when needed. You can find a sex therapist in your area through the website of the Society for Sex Therapy and Research, which is www.sstarnet.org.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.